Chapter 4. Henry grumbled a curse under his breath before it changed to a grunt of satisfaction when he finally threaded the wire through the narrow opening. The blasted wire that had taken almost an hour to run only took 2 minutes to hook up to the back of the last light. Of course, it had been the last one, which made it even more frustrating. He quickly sealed the end of the wires in shrink wrap to prevent corrosion from the salt water and sealed the area around the light before tightening the stainless steel screws. With a quiet groan, he straightened and tilted his head to listen when he heard the sound of footsteps on the ceiling above him. A sigh of relief escaped him that Michaela had made it back safely and before the rain started. A grimace crossed his face when he realized that he would need to clean up the galley before they could stow the groceries. He bent to pick up the Phillips screwdriver and extra wire. A rueful grin curved his lips, and he started to turn around when he saw a shadow pass between him and the entrance to the companionway. Turning, he froze in confusion when, instead of Michaela, a tall, slender man wearing black stood in the opening.
"Hey, what are you doing on my boat?" Henry demanded in a gruff tone. "This is a private vessel."
The man's face remained eerily immobile. Henry could feel his gut twist in warning. His hand automatically tightened on the screwdriver he was holding. The marina was guarded with security personnel and cameras, but that didn't mean that crime couldn't still happen. His gaze swept over the man, silently watching him. There was something off about him. This wasn't some ordinary punk looking for a few dollars. Hell, the man's shoes alone would probably pay for his dock rental for a month. No, this man exuded power, danger, and he was here for a different reason. Henry would bet the defiance on that. He drew in a deep breath and slowly raised his gaze back to the man's face. Henry's fingers flexed on the items he was holding. If he was going to make it out of this situation alive, something told him he needed to be smart about it.
"I don't have much money, if that is what you were after. Kidnapping me wouldn't even buy you another pair of those fancy shoes you've got on."